Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready to find out what's going on with the Padres? Nobody gives you inside access to the Padres like we do. Let's take you inside the executive suite at Petco Park. It's the Management Report on Friar Friday, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
And joining us today on our Management Report on Friar Friday on Ben and Woods, truly like the consigliere, is that what they call it in the world of the mafia, to A.J. Preller, senior advisor to the GM for the San Diego Padres, Logan White, with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Logan, it's great to have you on Ben and Woods this morning. Hello.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on. What a great Friday, huh? Got the Red Sox in town. I'm excited to be on here with you guys.
Is there, now, I know fans like to make a big deal about matchups like this, but is there a buzz in the organization for this homestand with the Red Sox and the Dodgers coming in for six games, or is it just, hey, every game's equally important?
No, I think always every game's equally important, but there's no question it's a buzz. No question it's great for the city of San Diego. It's great to bring in two great franchises to come in and play us and see how our young players stack up. And, you know, these teams have been perennial winners for a while, and that's what we're shooting to become and do. And so it's exciting. Definitely a buzz to come in here, and hopefully we show well and kick some butt.
Yeah, we hope so, too. We're talking to Logan White from the Padres, Padres senior advisor to the general manager here on Ben and Woods. And when you were with the Dodgers, and you spent a long time with the L.A. Dodgers, man, you sure had a hand in making the Dodgers great. So obviously that's what we expect from you here, and I know you expect that from
You're
yourself.
Regretting that now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you helped them essentially get guys like Clayton Kershaw and Chad Billingsley, James Loney, people like that. What, in your opinion, what makes a really, really great scout?
You know, I think a great scout has to really love to work. He has to have integrity. He has to want to like players. You have to have an eye for going out and seeing the talent. And a really great scout can really look at the player and get a feel for his makeup, what's inside of him, and is he going to work hard? Is he going to be a gamer? Is he going to be competitive? Is he going to rep the organization well? I think that's a hard thing to do, but I think the really great scouts have a feel for that, and it's just an instinct to know what kind of makeup they're getting.
Well, it's funny, Logan, that you mention instinct or gut or makeup and things like that, because with everything in baseball now really leaning towards being quantifiable, and this is how hard this guy hits it, this is how hard he throws it, that part of scouting cannot be quantified. I mean, and that's something that you guys have to develop, I guess, over the course of time. Has there ever been a guy that you, I mean, I'm sure there have been guys that you were wrong on one way or the other, but is there one for you that is like, I can't believe I missed it with this guy?
Yeah, you know, I usually will miss on the positive side. So sometimes I'll believe in a player and he doesn't turn out like I thought.
Right.
You know, so I've had my misses. I mean, I'll be the first to admit, hey, when we brought Matt Kemp here to San Diego, and Matt did okay, but I certainly thought he would do better.
Yeah.
So, you know, things like that, I've definitely had those in my career.
Well, yeah, because you see, like, Tom Brady, of course, you know, no one thought Tom Brady was going to be anything. He went late in the draft. And then he turned into Tom Brady. So there's no Tom Brady out there for you, is there?
Tom Brady that I missed down late? I'm trying to think. I'm sure I have. Usually when we miss, especially in a scouting director position, the misses I would usually make would be maybe players that we didn't see where the process broke down.
Yeah.
Mookie Betts is one I can come up with off the top of my head. We just as an organization, we didn't have him in where we probably should have had him, and I never saw him that spring and obviously trying to be a really good player, and I regret that one for sure.
So, Logan, how does the dynamic work for a senior advisor to A.J. Preller? Obviously, I mean, I know there's meetings and you go over players. Is it simply like, do you get assigned like, hey, I want you to look at this, or are you kind of on your own to do certain things? How does that dynamic work between you and A.J.?
Well, I think first off, the dynamic started a long time ago when we worked together in L.A. when he was young in the game, and we developed a trust and a respect for each other. And one thing AJ does is he allows me a ton of freedom. He certainly directs me and gives me players and things that he wants me to go out and see and do. But there's definitely a trust there that, hey, I know Logan knows what he's doing. He's going to go see this, this, and this, and he's going to get back with me. And we talk on a constant basis, and I'm in really good sync with, I think, what he needs, what he needs in the organization, and he knows I'm there to assist and help any way I can. And he's fantastic that way. I mean, he's really good at getting a lot of opinions, having a lot of opinions, and respecting everybody. And, I just couldn't be happier in the role I'm in doing that.
Well, there's certainly a reason why the Padres have the top-ranked minor league system in all of baseball, and that's because you guys have hit, whether it's on the draft the last few years or with international signings. It's kind of been constant. How do you think this latest crop, starting with C.J. Abrams right at the top, who's made a very impressive debut with pro ball, how's it going so far with the newcomers to the organization?
Well, I think this draft, I think Mark Connor and the staff did a fantastic job, and his cross checkers and stuff, and take a player like C.J. Abrams. In my opinion, he's probably, if not the best athlete from the draft, I don't know who's better. And he's gone out, and he's proven to be fantastic. And we had a lot of scouts and people in the room pushing for him. And then you go to a player that Mark was big on, Hudson Head. Again, a left-handed hitter, an athlete. It's got a chance to really come on and be good. And then we took a guy named Joshua Mears. He can punch out a little bit, but he's already had, I think he's got like 6-7 home runs in the rookie league. He's a tools guy. Again, we added some high-ceiling tools guys, and I think that's what you try to get in drafts. When you can get high-ceiling tools guys, they have a chance to be franchise-type players, and that's what I tried to do up the road, you know, when you're shooting for Bellingers and Seegers and those kind of guys. And I know in our system here, I think we have players equal or better than anybody that I was able to draft when I was up there. I mean, you have Mackenzie Gore, obviously should be our Clayton Kershaw. You have Weathers and Cantillo, who should be our Ryu. Tatis starting in the big leagues should be better than Seager and those guys. And I think Abrams, what I love about this draft, I think C.J. Abrams is our answer to maybe their Bellinger. And I think we had a great draft, and we got some good arms in it, too, down the line.
Talking to Logan White, Padres senior advisor to the GM here on Ben and Woods on a Friar Friday. How hard is it for you? I mean, you spent a lot of time with the Dodgers, when you jump ship, when you go to another place, we've done it. You know, we've done it in radio. It happens all right. The time, and it's hard to kind of dig in the new spot. But for you, what's that been like? I mean, the Dodgers have had a pretty successful run. A lot of that kind of falls in your lap. You helped them get there.
Yeah, you know what? It's twofold. I mean, I'm not going to say that I wasn't proud of the scouting staff and the development people and the players that we drafted, because I am. But when you turn the coin, I was ecstatic to come to San Diego, and I've absolutely grown to love San Diego. My son is a baseball player at UC San Diego. So I'm a San Diegan now. And so believe me, I want to beat the Dodgers. I can't use the term on the radio, but I want to beat their butt every time we get a chance to play them. And you know, yeah, you're proud of it, but I want to do that here. And the thing that I'll never be happy until we put the kind of players on the field and a team on the field to go win a division and get to the World Series. And that's what you shoot for, and that's all I think about. And if you see me around, you're going to see me with a San Diego Padres shirt on. One of the biggest things I did when I came here, as soon as I could, I put on a Padres shirt, got rid of all my Dodger gear, and I became a Padre. And I'm very proud and be a Padre. And, while I do respect those Dodger years, I certainly love San Diego and the Padres.
That's how it's done. Right.
I love hearing it.
That's how you do it.
But
that's how you do it.
But, Logan, when you guys are sitting in there and you're evaluating the division, and you got to be 100% honest, how much do the Dodgers worry you guys? They don't look like they're heading down to a down cycle anytime soon. They're rich. They're smart. They're deep. They got a good minor league base to keep feeding up, and if they have any holes, they seem to be able to fill them. It's not exactly the team you choose to have to go up against every year right now.
Well, you know, obviously we know what we're up against, and you know, it's kind of like playing. You look at, you know, what competition you have, but I think that you always have to focus on what you can do, not what the other team can do to you or what the opponent can do to you so much. So I think our biggest thing we need to try to do is know what we have to do here to put players in the system from the amateur market, the international market. We know we have to hit on our free agent signings. We know we have to hit on our trades. And obviously Tatis being one of those, it's huge when we can do those kind of things to keep up and then to surpass, because I think it's very possible to do that here. And I think you're going to see in the near future, we're going to be making big strides to catching those guys. And like I said, you respect them, and you're right. Their farm system has good players coming up. They have young players, but you can't go to bed at night worrying that you can't beat them. You got to go to bed at night knowing what the hell you can do to do well in San Diego and get your group together to beat those guys.
And last one for me, Logan, is it hard to not get reactionary? Is it hard when you guys are in those rooms to, because, you know, I brought up this point earlier, the Yankees and Red Sox for years, one team would sign a guy just so the other guy didn't get him. And that can get a little dangerous, and it can certainly get a little bit pricey as well. I know the Padres are going to be doing things differently than the Dodgers do, but the Padres have been pretty willing to open the checkbook, as we've all seen and know, and we really appreciate and love that. Is it hard for you guys to not be reactionary to moves that they make or don't make?
Yeah, I think it's always tough to not be reactionary, you know, and I've been around long enough that I've watched it and I've lived it, you know, where you're reactionary. Let's say we could be reactionary and say, I don't know, early, maybe we could have gotten some player if we would have traded Tatis after we first got him, and you might regret that trade later and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's hard not to, and I think everybody in the game makes that mistake sometimes, but you hope to learn from it and say, you know what, we're not going to do that. And I think, you know, the way you have to build a system and be good to compete with the Dodgers, we're going to have to do, I call it the stool theory. We're going to have to do well on these four fronts. We have to do well in the amateur draft. We have to do well in the international signings. We have to do on the waiver claims. We have to do well on the trade market. And I think we're doing well in all of those, you know, in recent years. And I think, you can look at the draft. You guys have seen some of the players coming up, you know, and we have players down the line like Joey Cantillo, who was a 15th rounder, that's going to be a really good left-handed pitcher up here. But if we do well in those things, we're going to do well as an organization, and we're going to stay strong for a long time.
One more thing before you go, Logan, because I wanted to ask. The Padres did something very bold 3 years ago, went out and spent nearly $80 million in signing bonuses and overages on an international draft class to just remake the minor leagues. We've already seen a couple of guys now graduate from that in Adrian Morejon, Michel Baez, who've made it onto the big league roster this year. Overall, is that investment paying off the way you guys hoped it would have at this point, evaluating what you still have to come?
Well, I do. I think because there's players that you still have, you know, I mean, obviously Munoz, and you mentioned Baez, Morejon. There's players like Gabe Arias, who's down in Lake Elsinore, having a fantastic year at middle infielder. Patino is going to be a terrific pitcher. He's 19 in AA, doing well. Tucapito Marcano in Fort Wayne is a fantastic talent. I do think the international sign was well worth it. And I think, you know, when you look at our system, and I'm going off what other scouts tell me from other organizations, we have so many prospects with talent and tools. And you know, the fun part, guys, is it comes from both the draft and it comes from the international signings. So, but, yeah, I do think our returns are going to pay off. And all it's going to take for it to be worthwhile is one of these players to become a superstar player.
Yeah. Logan, really good stuff. Enjoyed the conversation. Appreciate it. Good luck against the Red Sox this weekend, against the Dodgers next week, man.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You guys have a great Friday, and let's kick some Red Sox tail.
Let's get it.
Our Flyer Friday management report. That was Logan White on our SDCCU fan hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.